UNESCO has been working since many years on supporting member states of the United Nations in order to establish early warning systems for different kind of hazards. One of the most famous early warning system that UNESCO has helped to support is on tsunami early warning system that has been implemented worldwide nowadays. But now we are working also on a new initiative that is the earthquake early warning systems.
Earthquake early warning.
Earthquake early warning. When we are talking about earthquake early warning, we are not talking about predicting earthquakes. Forecasting earthquakes or predicting earthquakes is nowadays impossible. Maybe in few years, a future generation will see this kind of technology. But now what we are talking is about the few seconds that you will get since the moment of the rupture until the moment that you get the shaking, the big shaking in the areas where you are located.
So what do schools need to know?
But at that time, the first thing that a school needs to know, it's many things, because you have to have a lot of prevention and mitigation strategies, informing schools about how to react in that case. But the most important is that at the national level, you will really have a system that can provide you this kind of information in order that in the school they can have safety awareness about what they can do, so that the warning can be launched in order that the schools, they can get this warning, this alert, and they can take actions immediately about what they need to do.
And are you experiencing particular challenges with working with different education departments, just knowing exactly which schools are vulnerable and which are okay?
Yeah, sure. One of the things that we are trying to change in many years is you need to approach the problem in a holistic way. You need to work with ministers of education, you need to work with the different departments that they have at the country, geopolitical level, but also you need to work with academics, with universities, you need to work with communities, with the schools itself. So the big challenge is to try to harmonize all this big picture and try to puzzle all the elements of this puzzle and say, like, look at what we need is to work all together in order to determine where are the schools that are more affected. So for that, we need to know where are the risks, what are the risks of the schools that are facing. We need to bring the people that really knows how to assess buildings in that part. We need to allocate some budget for implementing the strategies of the schools that are weak. We need to find them resources, but also we need to communicate the level of risk to our communities and to our kids. So it's a challenging way, but we are working on that. In 2015, the UNSDR launched a campaign. That is the Worldwide Initiative on School Safety. That campaign is the political aspect of school safety. And the technical is the comprehensive school safety framework. That framework, let's try to collect what school safety is. Because in a way, if you talk with different people, for an engineer...
It means different things to different people.
Exactly. For an engineer, school safety is about buildings. If you talk with people working in the education sector, it's about curricula. If you talk with people from the NGOs, it will be communities. If you talk with somebody from FIO, it's about nutrition. So there are many aspects. And the first thing that we did since 2007 was to really get what is a common definition of school safety. And that common definition is based on three different pillars. Safe learning facilities, that is about the environment where the school is, how the school was built. The second is about disaster risk reduction management, so about how we prepare ourselves in the schools and how we react and how we go back to the educational activities after the hazard has struck the schools. And the third one is about disaster risk reduction and resilience education, so about how we provide the elements to our kids to understand how a natural hazard can become a disaster. What are the drivers of that?
So are schools overall beginning to get better prepared? Are they getting better in terms of how they approach this crucial problem?
I guess yes, in a way that people that are working on providing more safe environments for schools, now they understand that there is a holistic approach that where different people need to put from their expertise and for their efforts has to be coordinated. So for schools now, it's better to understand what are the things that are done, and we stop putting all the responsibilities on school teachers. Before, we wanted that the school teachers will be professional on disaster risk reduction, on climate change, on human rights, on HIV, but
they
also
can't do it all.
Exactly. So what we need to know is we need to support them. We need to provide them all the support that they need in order for them to open the classrooms to the people that really knows about climate change, about the people that really knows about disaster risk reduction, and that can support the educational activities with good expertise. We don't need to overcharge already the teachers worldwide with more things apart of the biology, mathematics, and social science that they need to give to the kids.